Imagine discovering that someone has been watching you through your webcam for months, recording your most private moments. This isn't science fiction. It happens regularly in our hyper-connected world. When comedian John Oliver interviewed Americans about Edward Snowden's NSA revelations, most couldn't identify him. Yet when Oliver framed privacy in personal terms, like government collection of private photos, people suddenly cared deeply. This perfectly captures our paradoxical relationship with privacy. We claim to value it while surrendering it daily through our digital devices. The illusion of privacy is dangerous. I once demonstrated this to a skeptical reporter by quickly finding her social security number, birthplace, and complete address history using publicly available databases. Her shock was palpable. This vulnerability extends beyond personal data to our online activities, as celebrities discovered in 2014 when The Fappening exposed private photos of Jennifer Lawrence and nearly 300 others when hackers targeted their iCloud accounts. Most remain shockingly careless with passwords. 12345 and password remain the most common choices. Even corporate executives use weak passwords, creating serious security risks. For real protection, use passphrases of at least 20 to 25 characters, or employ a password manager to generate and store complex, unique passwords for each site. Your cell phone functions as a sophisticated tracking device, constantly emitting unique identifiers that ping cellular towers and create detailed movement records. Law enforcement uses IMC catchers to identify people at events like rallies without consent and can triangulate your exact location using data from multiple towers. Burner phones aren't truly anonymous. The Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act requires all phone IMCs to be reported regardless of payment method. Usage patterns still reveal identity. Australian drug dealer Pat Barbaro was caught when his multiple burner phones connected to the same towers as his personal phone. Security researchers have exposed vulnerabilities in the Signaling System Protocol, SS7, allowing attackers to monitor calls, record encrypted communications for later decryption, and track any user's location. Using functions like call forwarding, attackers can silently insert themselves into conversations. For secure communications, consider apps like Signal from Open Whisper Systems, which offers genuine end-to-end encryption where keys exist only between calling parties and are destroyed after each call. That email you just sent isn't just between you and the recipient. Most cloud services like Gmail, Yahoo, or Microsoft store copies on servers worldwide, even after deletion. These companies scan your emails, officially for malware filtering, but also to serve targeted ads based on your content. Users notice this when seeing ads related to their email discussions. Companies can access your inbox directly. Microsoft once scanned a Hotmail user's emails during a software piracy investigation. If you use work email, your IT department likely monitors everything. To protect your privacy, encryption is essential. PGP, Pretty Good Privacy, is the most popular method, with free alternatives like OpenPGP and GNU Privacy Guard. Email encryption uses asymmetrical encryption. You keep a private key while sharing your public key, which others use to encrypt messages only your private key can decrypt. Even with encryption, email metadata remains exposed. Recipient, sender information, subject lines, timestamps, and IP addresses. This data reveals more than you might think. I once analyzed phone metadata to identify FBI agents, locate safe houses, and track operations. Deleting your browser history can be a criminal offense in the U.S. under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Instead, use private browsing modes in Firefox, Chrome, Safari, or Microsoft browsers, though your ISP will still see your traffic. When visiting websites, your browser reveals metadata about your computer, browser version, operating system, add-ons, screen resolution, and memory capacity, creating a unique digital fingerprint identifiable across websites. Tools like the Electronic Frontier Foundation's PanOptiClick can show how distinctive your configuration is. Marketers and hackers use invisible tracking techniques, including one-pixel image files, web bugs, that silently report to third-party servers, recording your IP address and interests. Nearly half of tracking requests use blank pop-ups, generating silent HTTP requests, while a third use small JavaScript files that identify your computer via its IP address. Even with private browsing and cookie deletion, websites can track you through HTML5 features like Canvas fingerprinting, which invisibly draws an image in your browser and converts it to a unique identifier based on your hardware and software configuration. Household devices have evolved from simple manual tools to internet-connected smart appliances, creating new privacy vulnerabilities. Our homes now contain devices that continuously collect and transmit data about our personal habits. Researchers showed how Nest thermostats could be compromised with physical access, creating a literal fly on the wall immune to antivirus protection. Despite Nest's claims about remote security, they couldn't disable the automatic data reporting to Google. Voice-activated TVs continuously listen for wake commands, recording everything spoken afterward until deactivated. Samsung TVs transmit these recordings unencrypted to both Samsung and voice recognition company Nuance, allowing potential eavesdropping by anyone on your network. Amazon Echo constantly listens for wake words while potentially recording other conversations. Though Amazon offers ways to delete voice data, what happens during device downtime remains unclear. Home webcams pose significant risks when misconfigured, with the Shodan search engine exposing approximately 100,000 poorly secured webcams transmitting daily. Unlocked phones expose vast personal data, emails, banking information, and intimate text messages. This vulnerability has real consequences. In 2009, police seized Daniel Lee's phone, accessed his messages, and impersonated him to conduct a sting operation, leading to multiple arrests. Similar cases show unlocked phones giving law enforcement complete access to years of communications without warrants. Text messages aren't truly private. They pass through short message service centers, SMSCs, as unencrypted text. While carriers claim they retain texts only for 3 to 5 days, court documents reveal storage periods of months or even years. For protection, avoid native carrier messaging services and use third-party apps with strong encryption. The most secure options provide end-to-end encryption where keys exist only on user devices. Look for apps implementing the off-the-record OTR, which offers encryption, authentication, deniability, and perfect forward secrecy, PFS. True online disappearance requires creating a separate identity with rigorous discipline. Purchase a laptop with cash in person, never using it for personal activities. Install Tails and Tor instead of the native operating system, and never use this device at home or work to prevent tracking. For untraceable transactions, use a cutout to anonymously buy prepaid gift cards from retail stores. Avoid refillable cards requiring identity verification. When using public Wi-Fi, position yourself in adjacent businesses to avoid cameras. The most crucial element is maintaining absolute separation between anonymous and real identities. A single mistake, using your anonymous hotspot at home or activating personal devices near your anonymous setup, can compromise everything. While perfect invisibility against a determined, well-resourced attacker is nearly impossible, creating sufficient obstacles deters most threats. Required anonymity levels vary by situation, from basic password protection to complete identity separation for whistleblowers. In our privacy-scarce world, invisibility skills represent prudence, not paranoia.